Hey, yo, Rakim. Showtime.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to God.
Riches, fame,
beyond your imagination.
And in exchange, you will help me too. As you say, move the crowd.
What makes you think I need you, man?
Come now. We can all use a little help from our friends.
Never that, man. I work for a higher cause.
Fool! Though you resist my generous offer, there will be other temptations you will not resist.
Yeah. It's the return of the wild style fashion. It's smashing hits, make it hard to adapt to this. Put pizzazz and jazz in this. Cash in this, master this, blast this to make a clap to this. DJs throw on cuts and obey the crowd. Just pump the volume up and play it loud. Hip-hop's embedded. Before I said I wouldn't let it, but me and the microphone is still magnetic. Straight off the top, I knew I'd be forced to rock. Dance floor to stop, the spot scorching hot. When I open, rocking the law, seminars, massage at the bar, smoking 10-hour cigars while I'm my meetings. Put more vision in TVs, I find it easy, catch a diabetes for fly sweeties. Sit back and wait to hear slamming tracks. Rock a jam while popular demand, I'm back.
I control the crowd, you know, I hold it down. When the top goes jiggy, when you hear the sound, from town to town, until it's world renowned. Yeah, I'm on your city, all
year round. It's so you can swerve when it's heard in clubs.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the return of the DMVF, of DMVF Unleashed. Of course, I am the CEO of Two Sides of the Story Productions, Mr. Poetry, but I'm not here alone. It wouldn't be DMVF Unleashed without the president of the DMVF, Mr. Black GOP.
I feel it is such an honor to finally be back on DMVF Unleashed. And ladies and gentlemen, there's so much going on, and there's so much going on inside the Unleashed world and outside of the Unleashed world. There's so much happening, but more important than all that is that I'm going to watch a young man of brown color wash my car tomorrow at noon. I will have my car washed. I'm sorry for this to be the first way I come back, you know, to Unleashed, but I have to come back with the gentleman who will be washing my car, ASAP. Poetry, what is going on, sir?
Nothing much. Glad Unleash is back.
Man, I tell you, you talk about Unleash, so many moments, so many moments from back in the day, the excitement, the energy. At the end of the day, I mean, Unleash is a monster of its own. It always has been, and it always will be. I cut a promo earlier today explaining a bit about the DMVF, what it really can be, because I feel like I've never fairly told people what the DMVF kind of really is, you know. And I did that in my promo today against El Jefe. You know, I'm not going to explain what I said. You have to watch it. But, you know, I explained the other side of the DMVF. And I feel like I did a great job at it.
No, it was actually pretty good. I watched it before we came on air, as usual, one of your better promos. I'm going to bring some of the other craziness onto the line, and then we're going to remind people what the DMVF is. But we couldn't do this without the CEO of the DMVF, Mr. Overrated Legend himself, Mike Brown.
I'm here. I'm here to make sure that there's a presence by the CO ship that I hold. I'm here so I don't get fined. I'm here so Joker J doesn't get on before me and talks his craziness about why he put so much eyeliner on his eyes. I'm here to make sure that a certain suspended superstar doesn't rear his ugly, nappy, dry head on this show. I'm here to make sure that there is order and there is responsibility and respect on the return of DMVF Unleashed. Welcome. Thank you, guys. How y'all feeling?
Feeling pretty good. Glad to have you a part of it.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not sure who else we have on the line. Somebody else has their hand raised. But let's just start off by letting everybody that may not be familiar with what DMVF Unleashed is or what the DMVF is. Does anybody want to give them a quick explanation of what the DMVF is?
I can't do it without making it sound like a bunch of weirdos. I've tried it so many times. I swear to God, folks, I've tried it a gajillion times with friends, strangers, family members, you know, people that have seen me do the show, and they're like, "Oh man, I'll do it. All right, everybody out there, DMVF Unleashed, right? DMVF is a social media group, secret group. And we type out our wrestling matches. We don't really wrestle, right? So we have a radio show for it. And on the radio show, we go down the stats and the probabilities of people winning these matches that, okay, don't really happen in real life. See what I mean? It falls apart. I've tried. But what really is a goddamn good-ass time under the umbrella of wrestling on Facebook. That's what it really is, goddammit.
That's not a bad explanation. That's not a very bad explanation. What about you, Mike Brown? Do you want to take a shot at trying to describe what a DMVF is?
It's a family, a band of brothers that don't like low-down, rat, dried-up, freeloading, mooch offers, sons of bitches in the group. We're here to promo and have a good time. We're here to hang out. We bring our ladies. We bring our family around. And it's a good old time. We shoot promos and we wrestle in an imaginary world. And then at the end, everybody looks at us like we're crazy. But we're mainly here. Well, I'm mainly here to make sure that a person who doesn't know what the meaning of grease and hair is, make sure they don't show up because they're serving a 30-day suspension.
Pause. Can you get your boy, please? Pause.
I cannot. I just cannot. It was, but nevertheless, that was a pretty good explanation. I'm going to bring somebody on the line that's always pretty good at explaining things and breaking things down or breaking people down. Mr. Big Hurt, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing magnificent right now. Magnificent. You know, DMVF is a place where you can right the wrongs of the world. If you see somebody who's being lazy or not giving it his all or not giving what he's getting back cause, you can challenge that person and deal with it. If you see somebody who you feel is an illegal immigrant, and you want to drum them up a little bit or help them be a better promo artist, you can challenge them. You can do that. If you see somebody who is responsible for the fall of the black families in America because they came from a state that produced some of the worst music of all time, you can challenge them and right those wrongs. That's what the DMVF is all about. It's all about righting the wrong. And don't worry, Mike Brown, that guy that you speak of, he won't show up because the Big Hurt is here.
That's good because he's serving a 30-day suspension. And I just hope that freeloader doesn't come onto this radio show and try to rear his ugly, dry head in here.
He won't show that ugly, dry, smoist, like he's smoist without his hair. He won't show up anywhere with the Big Hurt. is standing nearby, as we saw in the promo series last week.
And we're definitely here now. So basically, the DMVF is a place where we all come together. We're family, we're brothers, we're friends, but we also promo against each other. And it's all about wrestling, and it's all about family. The best way to put it. So, in the time that DMVF Unleashed took a break, and we're back now, let's catch everybody up on what's been going on. Anybody want to put out some important points that everybody should be doing? Other than the fact that someone has a smoist bush, that someone's smoist in a dry bush, which I never knew was possible.
Let me jump in here first, since we got the umbrella of anybody talking about what they've got going on. At the moment, gentlemen, Black GOP has died again. Black GOP has been the only person ever in the history of the DMVF, period, ever, who has done a promo against a real live luchador. A guy who said he wanted to come in and watch, but oh, wait a minute. I see you there I see you there over there in Watchland. Let me put you over here into the real, into the land of the promos. And on top of all that, I psychologically took this poor kid to town, and he came out there butterball ass naked in his face. Butterball ass naked in his face. And he said, "Hey man, you know, I want to get my mom a house and all this great feel good stuff." I removed the mask and a luchador without putting a fucking finger on him. Know that. DMVF, all of you, know that. I did it again. Now continue to do it again and again and again. Thank you. That's all I got. Thank you.
Can I say something about LFA?
Sure, go ahead.
The DMVF is notoriously harsh sometimes on newcomers. Let me tell you, this guy, of course, the stuff that he does outside of DMVF, he has my respect for, but that doesn't really mean squat when you come to the DMVF. Let me tell you how much this guy earned my respect. And this is a little behind-the-scenes story that a lot of people won't know unless they were there. You know, we have the hottest group on PlayStation 4, The Click, and we're in here, and we're doing heist on Grand Theft Auto, and we're making money. And, you know, you do the little baby heist, the little setups, and we're getting ready to do the main heist. $200,000 is on the table. And all of a sudden, El Jefe goes, "I see a promo in the DMVF." He only came to DMVF to see some promos that I did slaughtering his boy. And he was laughing, having a good time. And he says, "Black GOP has a promo up. Do you think he would have made a promo about me?" Me and at the Brandon Moore, we're kind of like, to ourselves, like, absolutely. And we'll just hit play and let's see what happens. And he hit play, and we got to listen to Black GOP's promo through his earpiece. Now, this guy listened to the entire promo, and when it was over, we're like, "El Jefe, you going to accept the invitation and get into the heist?" He says, "Nah, man, I got to go." "What do you mean you got to go?" He goes, "This guy just called me out. I have to go respond. I have to respond right now. Right now." Like, well, what? This heist is $200,000. And the other guy, whose name I'm not going to say, was trying to talk him out of it, like, "Are you sure you want to do that? I mean, Black GOP, are you sure you want to do that?" And he turned to this guy and he says, "Dog, I'm a man. Somebody calls me out, I'm responding. I don't know what you do, but I'm responding." And he got right off and put a promo right back up. He earned my respect that night. There's so many people who would have ran.
And if I could piggyback off of that, said something when he said, "I don't know what you would do." And I could tell you exactly what that person would do. They would immediately ask for a ride somewhere or take the ideas from the DMVF and move it to another federation and just change it up a little bit. I'm not going to say no names because that's irrelevant. But I'm waiting for the commission the match against me and Joker Jeff.
It's definitely one.
Yeah. He's in a bad place. Like, I'm going to tell you guys what you know, Black GOP told you what he's done. I'm going to tell you guys what I've been doing, okay? Look, last year was not a good year for the Big Hurt. I had some health issues. I was going through all this stuff. And I kept telling people, I said, when I start to feel better, I'm going to get back to that old Big Hurt. I'm going to get back into Big Hurt form, and heads were going to roll. And we already saw one greasy, unwashed, ashy, nappy, matted head roll its way out the DMVF. Now, if you guys want to approach the Big Hurt and have fun in a respectable way, it's cool. But when you guys start telling me you want that old Big Hurt, and you throw around the big blank, whatever it might be, I've heard them all, you're not going to get CPR. That's just how it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it will go. Who the champions? Last time we were on DMVF Unleashed, I couldn't even tell you who the champions was. I'm not going to even sit here in front like I know. I couldn't tell you who they were.
I can say who the tag team champions are the last time we was on Unleashed.
Go ahead and tell us.
Because they're in Area 51 right now. Team Overrated Ego. They're still the tag team champions.
They were the tag team champions the last time we were on.
No,
that
were
true.
Still. No, they're still, as in present, they're still tag team champions.
Sorry. All right, and the X Division title is now a trophy, thanks to Brandon Moore. U.S. title. Who is the U.S. champion?
That would be,
I thought it was Black GOP.
Flesh and Blood. That would be Guyron Rogers.
Ah. Same thing goes for the IC title, I think. He's
yeah,
both.
He's
okay.
The IC title.
It's been kind of quiet lately.
Oh, too quiet.
Kind of quiet. Way too quiet. Like, yeah.
I don't know, man. When I'm done repairing the black families in America and avenging hip-hop, maybe I'll go avenge the continent. Who knows?
How are you going to blame a whole... We'll get into that later. We'll get into that later. But our champion, our world champion, is the drunk monk himself, Mr. Devin Jenkins. Everyone's thoughts on Devin Jenkins finally becoming the champion that we thought he could be.
If anybody out there doesn't know, I will tell them this. Devin Jenkins is dropping promos from Korea while he is on active duty. And there was just recently in the news, there was just gunfire between the North and South Korean border. He's on the North side, by the way, everyone. I'm sorry, he's on the South side. My bad. He's on the South side. So if you got a guy who's champion and can drop promos from the from a place where war could happen at any minute, you don't have an excuse. Devin Jenkins at the Brandon Moore, great series. I just really feel like the time for excuses has already been over with the rules of Afterlife. But once you throw in a guy who's doing promos from Korea, I don't know what excuse you have for not promoing. I don't know what you can bring up right now, because there's so many in Korea dropping promos. I don't understand what you could bring in the form of the realm of excuses. I just don't. I'm sorry. Okay, that's all I got.
All right, Brian.
I feel the exact same way. I mean, this is Afterlife. You know, people aren't asking you to drop 4 promos a day. Not even more than 1 a day. People are just asking that you are as active as you challenge to be, you know. There's a much less tolerance for guys who drop a promo and say things like, you won't hear from me again till you get my attention, and then disappear for the rest of the promo series. Like, we're beyond just, we're beyond that. We're beyond people doing that and just losing the match. It gets worse now. Like it's there's no reason not to promote. There's no reason not to be active. And, you know, people who aren't active will feel the repercussions, especially if you're walking around with gold.
My favorite two lines are, I'll do my talking in the ring, and I can't promo because of such and such. Well, one, you'll do your talking in the ring is an invalid reason because there's no real ring. And by you saying, I can't promo right now because of personal reasons, you just promoed that you can't promo on the page.
Yeah, that some people are notorious for that. It's the afterlife. The whole point of the afterlife is not to put a lot of strain and stress on everybody. You go at your own pace. If you want to go real slow, that's up to you. But if you want to, you know, speed it up, that's also up to you. But we need you to set a pace. Being just standing still is not a pace. It's stationary. And we don't need stationary people holding titles. That's just not good.
One of the things that I'm going to do as CEO is ban the use of makeup. It's bad for the environment. It's bad for the baby seals. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but I was the first ever environmental champion. So I'm a champion of the environment, and I just feel like that Joker J uses way too much makeup for promo series. And when I beat him and he goes into retirement forever, the first thing I'm going to do is get him arrested by PETA for using makeup that is tested on wildlife. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know how to come back from that. I had a plan on what I was going to say until Mike Brown said that.
What about Harley?
Harley. It's always interesting to see. Go ahead.
Harley is completely safe. It's just dealing with a guy who wears a lot of makeup at one time for no reason, who's supposed to be an insane clown. I don't deal with clowns well. The last clown I had to deal with got kicked out of a lot of rooms. So this clown, like the last clown, will get kicked out of another room, and he'll be gone forever. And ever, ever, and ever, ever, and ever, 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 ever.
I'm sorry, just really fast. I have an issue as well as far as my match goes for tomorrow at noon. In America, listen, we are a nation of immigrants. But the idea of us being overrun by illegal immigrants like El Jefe is unacceptable. The idea of our country, any single aspect, be it in the wrestling ring, all the way to the White House, the idea of it being led by a man in a yellow mask, a man in a mask who can't speak English, a man who may have 17 names, a man who may have access to multiple American Social Security numbers. When it comes time to face a man like this, while I do have the honor of promoting against the Luchador, I also have the duty and the civil right as an American to take care of our home and to take care of our country. That's why El Jefe, if he wins, sure, he gets a shot at the Aussie title. Sure. But he's not going to win. So it's simple. So once he loses, he will wash an American's car. And he will say thank you to America before I put his ass
right on the boat or maybe the bus or maybe the plane and get him right back out of this country. I will do a service for America. I block GOP promise. I promise this country to actually literally deport an illegal immigrant. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Thank you, America. Thank you.
With a tear in my eye, thank you, Black GOP. No, thank you. And that's why we're a team of Freddy Ego. And this makes me so happy to have a president like you in the DMVF. Get that Mexican out of here.
Oh, you're half Dominican and half Puerto Rico. Only one of those halves are legal, buddy. I don't have time.
I don't have time
to figure out which one you really represent on your information. You're Mexican. You got to go. You got to go, dude. You got to go.
If I may, buy
your mom a house. Buy her a house. Some of her coronas are solid warm. That's all I got for you.
So when you say buy your mama a house, do you mean an actual house or a mud house? Never mind.
Okay, that's semi racist. Like, bro, that's not racist. That's racial. Okay.
I'm sorry. I should have said I was going to get a little overrated. I'm a little perturbed. I have a lot on my desk. I have mad requests that I have not sorted through yet. I got a clown who keeps badgering me. I have another clown who is suspended that I got to make sure to get on this radio show. I have a lot on my plate. I'm sorry. Some of my best friends are half Dominican and Mexican. I'm sorry.
It wasn't racist, but it was racial. And that's all I got.
It's okay to be racist. As long as you're not genderless. And I love the transsexuals. Not like in the I love you, I want to have sex with you kind of way. But I want to one day be able to work in Hollywood kind of way. Thank you.
Okay, we have somebody on the line that I know has some stuff that he would love to say, especially about the world. No, his number better not pop up on here. But I know he has something. The guy that I am about to bring on has something to say about the world title, Mr. Brandon Moore. How are you today, sir?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good.
I just want to piggyback off of what my heel turn compadre Block GOP just said. When he was talking about El Jefe and El Jefe saying that he's half Dominican and half whatever he is, and only one of them is you know, legal. You know what those half-breeds are, where you have, like, one legal and one illegal are still, they're still a Mexican, just like how pets, you know, like dogs. When they're two breeds, they're automatically a mutt. So whenever you have, you know, one legal and one illegal, you're still a mutt in my viewpoint. But, you know, we're not going to talk about that. But what I want to talk about, though, for one second is Wednesday early evening, me and Devin are going to face off in Korea for the DMVF World Heavyweight Championship. And after this show tonight, I will go public with the scandal of Devin paying off the referee, who was actually a gay Boy Scout, and proving that Devin's title reign is invalid. Okay. That's all I wanted to cover for the moment. But after the radio show tonight, I will be going live with the press and addressing that and finally proving that Devin is not worth shit and cannot do anything by himself.
As CEO of the DMVF, I would like to allocate enough time for you to unveil this scandal. So, poetry, if you will, make sure there's enough room in the budget to make sure that there's enough time to unveil this scandal, as much time as you need, on the DMVF network. That's only $8.99, by the way. It's a dollar cheaper.
The DMVF network is $8.99 now? That's good for business.
$8.99.
That is very good for business. Because I remember some CEO was trying to make it $10 even, and it was weird. It was weird.
What CEO?
But $8.99 is a good price.
I
think his name was
Redrick. I got him out of here.
I'm glad you did. His name Robert Redrick Jones, or I don't know.
Frederick Douglass.
I think that was it. If I remember correctly, it's Frederick Douglass.
Interesting.
Based on though, so that's in the past.
Brandon Moore, can I ask you a question?
What's up, Big Herb?
How do you feel about the state of hip hop in the black community?
That's a good question, by the way. I would never have thought to ask that question, but that's a good question, Big Herb. I'm glad you posed that question at the Brandon Moore.
The state of hip hop right now, in the mainstream, you have one of the most popular guys, I guess, out there in the mainstream media right now would be Drake, who's really technically not really a hip hop artist. He's more of an R&B, but he was throwing the fuck out of a hip hop artist. And Drake is associated with Young Money, who's associated with Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne's from New Orleans, so that's all I got.
Yes. Today, I will announce who the true head Cash Money Records is. I will announce that later tonight.
I would just like to say, thanks to Drake, he has killed the status of R&B and hip-hop collaborations. Thanks to Drake, there will never be another Ja Rule, J-Lo collaboration. Thanks to Drake, there will never be another G-Unit and Joe collaboration. Thanks to Drake, there will never be another Left Eye Because She's Dead and Donnell Jones collaboration. Thanks to Drake, there will never be another Method Man and Mary J. Blige collaboration. Thanks to Drake, there will never be a Jay-Z and Maya collaboration. Thank you, New Orleans Rap, for ruining the hip-hop and R&B collaboration.
He ain't even from New Orleans!
I know, that's why he's halfway decent in Canada.
Can I get on this? I'm hurt. Can you ask me the same question? I have a question that may seriously affect your promo because of Brandy Daniels. Can I get the same question, please?
Please. The same question is, how do you feel about the state of hip-hop and the black family and the black community?
That's a great question. Two times. But this time towards
Matt. All right.
This is pretty good.
And here's the answer. Man, I get where you guys are coming from, but since I'm here looking at this thing from an international perspective, it's El Jefe's fault because of reggae tone. It's El Jefe's fault because of reggae tone. Reggae tone stole it all. Reggae tone stole the sound of reggae.
Mm-hmm.
It also stole everything else. It stole twerking. It stole lowriders. It's other things. Guys like El Jefe need to be kicked out of this country so the African American can figure out where the fall and the best and worst parts of hip hop came from. But with people like El Jefe in here, still in the culture of people from down south, up north, out west, Midwest, people like El Jefe in here and their gangs violated America.
Mm.
They got to go. We get rid of the bacteria first, and then we figure out what's wrong with us. But we can't do it with, you know, somebody bringing in their drugs from Mexico and putting in our hood. People like El Jefe.
So are you saying that Sean Paul is the reason why hip hop is dead?
I'm saying somebody out there who's very high yellow and brown. I'm not naming names, okay? Because Pitbull is on stage with John McCain. And if you're on stage with John McCain, that means you can get me killed. If you're on stage with John McCain, you can get me killed. So Pitbull is on stage with John McCain. So I got nothing for that. But
I just want to point out real quick, you can't spell reggaeton without gay tone.
Oh, wow.
We're definitely here now. I want to work in Hollywood, so no, I did not endorse that statement.
I blame El Jefe, and I'm done. I'm going to sit right here and mute myself.
The gays and the Jews run Hollywood, and I'm all friends with them. They're also all the lawyers. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to bring somebody else on the line.
Is it who?
I'm here. Is it who?
Is it that guy who's suspended?
No, he's not calling in. He's not calling.
Is it the guy with a bunch of makeup on his face?
I'm pretty sure it's not, but I don't want to say 100% sure. But I do know who this guy is. This guy is Mr. Robert Wilson.
Gentlemen, how are y'all doing tonight?
We are doing fantastic.
Fuck, I'm going to say first.
Fuck El Jefe. Thank you.
Yeah. We've definitely gotten our full 36-minute dose of El Jefe tonight. That is for sure. Once Black GOP is done with him, he'll be the most infamous rising superstar in the DMVF. That's at least my prediction, because if he can survive a bout with Black GOP, I kind of dread who he'll go up against next. But you guys are hilarious. I'm enjoying every bit of it. And even right now as I speak, I'm enjoying the amount of macabre I put in the ring today. I'm very proud of myself as I have come back and beat down the wrestler that I cannot stand all my life and all my years as a wrestling fan. And that's John Cena.
Now, Robert, let me ask you real fast. You beat down John Cena, and that's that. But can we talk about you and Jay O'Neill for a moment? That's what, let me say something. That's what everybody on this phone call is thinking. That's what everyone on this show is thinking. But people are kind of like trying to figure out how to say it. Fuck it, I'm going to say it. It's Unleashed. We're back. Robertron, Robert Wilson, Rob whoever, the assassin. And Jay O'Neill, I'm done.
Yeah, take your pick. As far as Jay O'Neill, look, I have told Jay O'Neill over and over and over and over, and I guess he sees it as a complexity that's way too complex to be answered simplistically. He's got questions. I told him I'll answer them in the ring. Let's go through a promo series and I'll give you all the answers along with a whole lot more stuff that he's probably not going to want to deal with. But let's put it towards something. He called me out last time. This time I'm looking to take something away from him. He's not going to be asking no questions without a price.
When you talk about that price, it's not a price that we have to put in the budget, is it? Because we're really getting over the budget now with this whole live conference.
Oh, no. The only budget that is going to affect is Jay O'Neill's blood bank, because I'm going to try to make him bleed as much as possible in that ring. And I'm going to try my best to make him bleed psychologically, mentally, as he's sitting back trying to figure out my answers to his questions, and yet he still can't get past the most basic answers, as we've seen.
Mike
Brown,
can't
it won't cost a dime.
Because we can't afford it, because Poetry let my secretary go, and ever since he let my secretary go, like, my desk has been cluttered with match requests. Did you know that at one point in time, that David Crane asked for a match against David Hunter in a North Identity match? Did you know that happened?
I have to
deny that match because we don't have it in the budget. But those are the type of stuff I'm dealing with right now, on top of a guy who wears face paint, wears too much blush. Thank you.
And you know, Mike, this actually might be a great revenue booster. Come once I get done wiping the floor with John Cena, to get Jay O'Neill in the ring. It's like, he's like Undertaker almost, you know. When's the last time he's been in the ring? Like a month ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago? I mean, he magically had me fighting him on top of a scaffold, and then we both disappeared. And have no idea how that happened, but lo and behold, you know, it came out of nowhere. But, you know, this would be a great opportunity for, you know, to make money. Fans want to see Jay O'Neill, I'm sure. I'm eager to see one of his video curse out promos with the rock and roll in the background. And, you know, he makes all these points and, you know, he does his usual stuff. And then at the end of it, he walks off and then some shadowy hood figure or not to be confused with some shadowy hood nigger. I mean, you know, just rose up after it. You know, that's fine. You know, let him bring some spectacle. I've already explained to him he half-asses because he just sticks with one plan. He can do a whole lot more if he chooses to. But Lord, God forbid, he starts acting like I could do this and I could do that, much like the guy who's no longer, who's on suspension. Because that's considered pure laziness. That's already been defined by the Big Hurt. So Lord forbid the Jay O'Neill fit in that category. Y'all had some questions for me about Jay O'Neill because I can go all night long, but, the guy, you know, he likes to listen, he likes to watch, he likes to mindfuck men, so might as well give him a new nickname. I'll give him a new persona, Gay O'Neill.
Okay, I'm trying to work in Hollywood, and
I mean,
the gays and the Jews run Hollywood, and I did not endorse that comment. Thank you.
I mean, it's easy work.
Hey, Rob.
Brandon Moore.
I got a quick question. So, a few months ago, whenever Jay O'Neill first tried to get your attention, he tried to use Germ. To bring you out. Did we ever get a clear understanding of why he was trying to use Germ?
I guess since he figured he saw me assist Germ White and, you know, trying to get, I guess, his freestyle, I guess that might have taken place before even the whole bar battle. I guess it's based off of, you know, my comments and responses to Germ taking him to town.
Are we ever going to find out where this town was at? Because Jay O'Neill was asking everybody in the world where town was.
I think if he crosses over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, he'll go. He might find Hogwarts, and there may be a book of spells called the Dictionary, and it explains the metaphorics of going to town. Just maybe. Just me.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Well, if he's going to town, just know that he can't use a DMVF credit card because that's already maxed out thanks to poetry, and we have to pay that bill down. Thank you. So if you take anybody to town, you have to do it on your own dime. Thanks.
The credit card is not maxed out. Since we got rid of some dead weight, we have a lot of more room in the budget.
I have noticed Patrick Goldring is up on the prowl, and he's talking about having a good promo series back and forth. So I don't know. You know what I mean? If you know the Shadow Master, the King of the Shotokan, and you know whatever they decide, you know he decides to come out. You know, I would be one to go against Patrick Goldring. You know, me and him haven't had a solid, you know, back and forth in a while.
Quick question: did you say the Shadow Master or the Shock Master?
Shadow Master. I mean, he could be both. I mean, because I mean, clearly his entrances are non-existent.
Jesus. Okay, I just had to make sure I clarify. The Shockmaster is a legendary superstar. Shadowmaster, I'm not sure.
That's Shockmaster. I got you, Brandon Moore. You are absolutely right. The Shockmaster with the glittery Stormtrooper helmet. One of a kind.
Yes. One of my favorite superstars of all time.
What happened to him? I dropped bars with him and he went away. But, I mean, I'm used to running guys out of this federation. I've run two out of this federation so far this summer. But Like, earthly term? It says anybody? Anybody?
He's just in and out.
What happened was, yeah, he was on a per appearance contract, per the last CEO, and his appearances were getting lackluster, and he wasn't showing up, and he couldn't come back in the building anymore because he's not under contract. Kevin Nash cannot show up in a WWE ring, as he was contracted to WCW, and vice versa. So until he decides to show up, we can't pay him. Thus, he's not under contract. Thus, he's not allowed in the building. That's not my.
Oh,
rule.
You know what?
Poetry is charge of payroll. I know nothing about that. All I know is that Germ asked for a match against some antibacterial soap, and I just figured that an inanimate object versus Germ would not work. Thus, I deny that match request.
Mike Brown and Poetry, speaking of the budget, John Cena, he wasn't getting paid for his appearance today. He got an unpaid beatdown from me. Is that correct? Or unless there was
check,
some.
So, no.
Yep. There we go. So, there you go, John Cena. If you're listening out there, I gave you a charitable beatdown, just like I'm going to do one more time when we meet in the official match, which is coming up this week.
Which was actually a good thing for the DMVF because it was a Make-A-Wish beatdown. Thus, he showed up on WWE Network as his 501 Make-A-Wish for the DMVF. And thank you, John Cena, for taking that ass open on behalf of little kids with cancer and other terminal diseases.
And El Jefe, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, El Jefe, because tomorrow noon, you're going to be an inspiration for all of your brothers and sisters out there selling watermelon, selling bottled water, being out there on the side of the road on a hot ass day. I want to say that you guys picked the best strawberries that have ever been picked in this country. What I want to say is, El Jefe, it is over. And when I watch you wash my car, I might invite Donald Trump down to watch you and have Donald Trump fly you out of the country on his helicopter. El Jefe, it's over. The dream of somehow, you know, wiggling and scheming your way and smuggling yourself and crossing the border into success in this country, it's over, El Jefe. I don't care if you're Dominican, Bolivian, Colombian, Brazilian, French Canadian. I don't care what your nationality is, dude. You're Mexican to me. You're going to leave the country after you scrub my car with 1.5 ounces of water a time. You will scrub my car. You will do it well, Pablo. And after that, we will say goodbye.
Wait a minute, Black GOP.
Yes.
Calling El Jefe Pablo might be a little racist. And if you know anything about racism, just know that the Mexican vote is very prominent in America, even though some of them are not legally documented to vote at all. But that's okay. I did not say that. The gays and the Jews run Hollywood, and I want to be able to work there one day. Thank you.
My at the end of the day, okay, at the end of the day, I will tap into the Catholic Latino community. I will tap into the right wing. The Latino community has this hardcore Republican wing. I will tap into them, and I will get that vote to throw El Jefe out of this country. He's done enough damage. He's done enough damage. That's all I'm going to say about it.
All right, it's almost about that time, but there is somebody on the line that would love to speak, and I'm going to bring him on. Mr. 151, welcome.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's not what's up is these match requests. 151, how dare you ask for a 151 versus 511 match in an identity crisis on a pole match? Match is denied. I'm not doing numbers. I don't play the numbers. I don't do the lottery. Thank you. I don't gamble as much.
But Mr. CEO.
No.
I will cost you nothing.
No.
Absolutely. Nothing is free.
Absolutely not. No.
It is free.
Is this match sponsored by Sesame Street? Because if it is, we need that money. And I will grant
it. No, it's not even for one of your matches. It's actually, since Mr. Big Hurt is talking about hip-hop, Mr. Brandon D. Daniels is talking about hip-hop, I would just like a referee for free.
Well, if Brandon Daniels and Big Hurt agree to it, then I'll sign off on it. Only if you also sign off on you not being paid, because I don't have a secretary and no one should be getting paid until I have a secretary, because no woman will work less than a man. I will make sure they have equal pay, because women, Jews, transgender, and gays run Hollywood, and I need that work. Thank you.
And that's fine,
Mike. Mr. Brown, I will sign off on your little paper easily.
Well, it's not really on paper, because we can't afford the paper. This will do. Thank you.
That's fine. I give a rat's ass about the Jews. I give a rat's ass about the gays. I give a rat's ass about the transgender. The only thing I really care about in this world, the only thing I care about besides sipping something, is hip hop.
Hello.
And I will be a fair referee.
I care about this. I also care about the fall of the black family. And I will avenge the fall of the black family. I will avenge what happened to BET. I will avenge why the pregnancy, teen pregnancy rate goes up, all because of New Orleans rap. I will avenge
it has nothing to do with New Orleans rap.
Mm-hmm. I mean... You do know this. You know, we can all agree that New York was the mecca of hip-hop. And a New Orleans rapper, Little Wayne, after his dumbass got locked up in New York, said these words, "I hate New York."
Well, my thing is, we all know that New York is the mecca of hip-hop. New Orleans is like the Zimbabwe of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
You have to take into account, though, Lil Wayne is one of the hottest things out right now.
You know why? Because he has so many communicable diseases. That's why he's hot. That I say that
that's
out loud.
That's probably true.
Little Wayne has money. I would like to,
you know,
Little Wayne
my
right now said Mike Brown.
Little Wayne used to be hot. Then he got syrup, and Brandon D. Daniels allowed him to put out the Carter IV, which was the beginning of the end. Let's not forget Silk the Shocker. Let's not forget Silk the Shocker.
Poetry, we cannot forget Silk the Shocker. It ain't my fault that nigga can't rap.
Jesus.
And then but you can't.
There's somebody worse than all of them, and I'll be addressing that tonight.
And then Poetry, you gotta remember, Birdman did put out an album.
I have other examples to combat those examples, just for the record.
Okay, I mean, Ghetto Dope, Master P made Ghetto Dope and it sold 4 million copies, and it's still a piece of shit.
I'll talk about that in my next video. We have a little bit under 5 minutes left. Anybody have last words to say before we shut it down for the night?
I will be a fair referee.
Stewie, you asked for the Big Hurt, and you got the Big Hurt. And I want you to be an example for everybody else in this federation. Talk about some, I want the real Big Hurt. An example for everybody else in this federation. If you stand in there and you fight the good fight, you win some, you lose some, you tie some, you feel like you win them all. That's fine. But you ask for a promo series, and you say you want the real, and you start insulting people, you have to stick it out. And if you can't stick it out, you're just going to have to get out. And that's for everybody in that locker room. There's nobody that's going to put up with somebody. The age of dropping one promo and disappearing is over. That's done. It's gone, and it's not coming back.
El Jefe, El Jefe, ¿cómo está? Hey, bien, ¿sí? El Jefe, my friend, don't be a stop like GOP. I'm right here, son. Listen, El Jefe, brother, I gave you the bad and the good promo today. I gave you what it would have been like for about 3 minutes, and I gave you the good. I told you the best about the DMVF. But what I want to tell you is you made another classic mistake. You're still an amateur, kid. Mask off, mask on, it doesn't matter. You're still an amateur, kid. You actually had the audacity to say, hey, Wednesday night, I'm going to drop this great BEWA and DMVF promo. Oh, the match is tomorrow, kid. So whatever you had to say to me, it won't matter after you're watching my car tomorrow. You've been undercut. You never in this pool of sharks tell people you're spazzy. Never announce it. Never be so happy-go-lucky and welcome and say, hey, guys, I'm going to bomb on this certain day at 8 p.m. like a dickbag. You can't do it. Take it from me. Take it from all of us. You can't do it. El Jefe, as you wash my car tomorrow at noon with an ounce and a half of water and soap, and I think the ratio will be 70% water, 30% soap. And that ounce and a half that you're going to have. I want you to stare at me. And I want you, as I have people from customs and immigration sitting there waiting to take you back when you're done cleaning my car, all the way down to putting your fingers in my tailpipe with that ounce and a half of soapy water. No pause. Jefe, as I have ICE carry you away in handcuffs and put you on the plane and send you back home, I'll be right there at the airport saying, El Jefe. Politics!
I'm done.
My daughter was almost half Puerto Rican and Dominican.
I just want to take a quick second to say that Wednesday evening, I'm going to drop Devin Jenkins on his head and bring back the DMVF World Heavyweight Championship to America, to North America, where it belongs at, where the company was founded. It does not need to be in hostile territory in Korea. Even though Korea does offer a few things to us. I think they offer rice. I'm not sure if it's Korea or Japan. But I will take the DMVF world title away from those drag queen Korean people, those he-she's and transvestites and all those other crazy morons over there in Korea, and bring it back home to America. God bless America.
Oh, this is getting right. Good.
Anybody else?
Johnson. Go ahead.
Nah, I don't really have much more. I will, I'm interested to see this whole series between Poetry and the Big Hurt, especially involving, hip-hop. I think I'll be a great referee, and, I'll throw my opinions in and when I can. This has been very interesting, gentlemen.
John
Cena. And that nigga's moist.
John Cena, you heard it from Mike Brown, the owner. Mike Brown has stated you did not get paid for your beatdown. And come this week, you will not get paid for your loss. In my return debut match, I'm going to make sure that I clean the DMVF of anything that has to do with John Cena. and ship you right back to the WWE like the commercial bum that you are.
All right. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight for this first, for the new season of DMVF Unleashed. We are coming back not next week, but the week after. It's every other week now. Brian Carr, Mike Brown, of course, Black GOP, Brandon Moore, 151, Rob Wilson. Appreciate everybody for calling through. Mondays, when DMVF Unleashed is on, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tuesdays is TSOTS Talks / Interviews. On Wednesdays, we have the Skybox. Thursdays, we have Mic Check. And on Fridays, we have His and Hers, all of them 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we don't adjust for all the rest of your time zones. Sorry you stay in a sucky time zone. Not our problem. And everybody have a great night. See y'all next time. Deuces.
Woo!
Fall, like, peace.